Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the show toll-free, 800-259-5791, Wednesday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with over 71,000 posts for you to surf around through, as well as hundreds, over 1,000 people interacting. All of it is free. Conversations from the lighthearted to the downright serious are all there to be found for your enjoyment, free, at freetalklive.com. Now, Jason, you actually just returned from a little vacation.
I did indeed.
No, nobody knew because you're only here on Wednesdays, and
right.
So you're...
And nobody really cares anyways.
No, not really. But the place you went to was interesting. It's somewhere I've never been.
Indeed. I went to Vegas. And
yeah.
It was fantastic.
First time ever, right?
First time of age to gamble.
Yeah. I see. First time of age to really appreciate Vegas.
Exactly. Exactly.
So do you have any highlights?
Absolutely I do. Well, I went with one motive, and that is to play poker.
Okay.
And even though I hardly ever play with my friends, and I never play on the internet, the bulk of my education about poker has come from watching poker on television.
Mm-hmm. But wait now, I thought you were like a big Texas Hold'em fan.
Oh, I am.
But you don't play.
Well, nobody...
You watch on TV, you learn how to play.
Do they have that in Vegas?
Yeah.
That's not like tennis, you know?
They play that in Vegas, right? The Texas Hold'em?
That's about all the poker that's played in
nowadays,
Vegas.
Nowadays, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's
huge nowadays.
You're going to play what's popular.
Sure.
I mean, if it was Caribbean poker that was popular right now, that's what they'd be playing.
So did you win?
Well, even with my extremely little education,
mm-hmm.
as far as hands-on experience of the game, I still walked after expenses with $600 up. Up $600.
Wow. Over. Now, that's the way to describe winnings, by the way, is after expenses... This is what I made. Because a lot of people will tell you, I won $1,200. What they fail to mention
right.
is that to win the $1,200, they lost $1,800.
No, I actually made $600 after expenses.
Meaning that you spent $1,000 on the trip and then you got $600 back.
Not even close, actually. Because I went with my old man, and he used his frequent flyer miles.
Okay.
He's been accruing those miles, and he has enough to fly to the moon and back. So... You know, I spent money on food and wasted a couple dollars here and there on blackjack and slots. And
I'm sure you got more, but I want to go to the phones. We'll come back the Vegas stories. Let's go to Tyler in Washington. Tyler, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hi, guys. I have a story tonight about the Department of the Treasury.
Okay. Now, what is the Department of the Treasury? What's their job?
They include the IRS, and they used to include the Bureau of Tobacco and Firearms, I believe. I don't know exactly what they do, but they didn't treat me very well, that's for sure.
They're the money people, basically, for the government.
Yes, but they also, for some reason, used to be or still are responsible for things like bootleg liquor.
Okay.
Go figure.
Probably when the government was smaller, they had to just sort of assign things where they could fit.
Probably. Okay, so
what happened?
One year on my income taxes, I failed to take all the deductions possible. I had that year refigured by an accountant. And it turns out the IRS owed me about $2,500.
Okay.
So I sent in my amended return, and I got back a check for $500.
They didn't want to give you $2,500.
Yeah. Well, I started to look into it, and what they said was, hey, Tyler, we already sent you a check for $2,000. This is the difference. But I'd never seen that $2,000 check.
Really?
Well, it turns out that what happened was the IRS had refigured my income tax without my knowledge for that same year. And they cut a check to some other guy with my name who lives in Georgia.
What?
Yes. And this guy deposited my check without any knowledge of my part.
Of course
wow.
he did. Yeah. Wouldn't you deposit a check you got from the government?
I think I would without even thinking, yeah.
How did you end up determining all that?
I talked with the Department of the Treasury on a period of 3 months, and that's how long it took me to get my money.
Oh, wow. Bet.
Okay, so...
You know, the thing is once the government gets its little claws into your money, prying them off is just so hard.
Sure.
Because, I mean, that's 3 months' work into getting $2,000 cash.
That belongs to you.
Yes. Okay, so eventually I talked to the Financial Management Service, who is the Department of the Treasury.
Okay.
And they sent me a form that you're supposed to fill out in the case of a fraudulent check, like what happened to me. I made a mistake. And I answered one of the questions wrong. I think the question said, was the check cashed without your permission? And I thought the question said, was the check cashed with your permission?
I see.
So I got back another letter that stated that we can't process your form because it's not illegitimate. You said the guy had your permission.
Right.
Now, if this is an error, please fill out the enclosed claim form and return it. That's a quote.
Right.
Now, I went looking. There was no claim form in my envelope.
I figured
they forgot to put it in there. So I went looking for this form. I spent 3 or 4 days looking on the internet. Couldn't find it.
God.
Could not find the form. So I eventually called back in to talk to the FMS directly to get this form sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
I got talking to a receptionist twice over the period of 2 months, and both times she told me that she would send me the form. I waited 2 weeks. Each time she said that she would send that to me.
God.
Okay, now I called in again the third time, and luckily, very luckily, I did not receive the same person. I got transferred to a claims specialist
mm-hmm.
who told me that the only person who can send me that form is my original claim representative.
Okay.
And they died.
Yes. They lied. They lied big time.
I said they died, actually.
Oh.
Wait, who lied?
The original receptionist had lied to me. She actually told me that she had my form on her desk in an envelope ready to go in the mail.
I see. And then the other guy said that, no, the only person who could send it was the guy you originally talked to.
Was the original claim supervisor assigned to my case, who I hadn't spoken to yet. And
I see.
It was not the person that I was speaking to at that time either, so they couldn't help me. Now, this is even funnier. The form letter that I got that was sent to me that said I should fill out the enclosed form and send it back
right.
was wrong. What you're supposed to do is fix the form that you filled out originally in error and send that in.
How determine that? You have to get it, don't you?
I'm sorry, I didn't tell you. They included a copy of the page that I filled out wrong.
I see.
But that was in contradiction to what the instructions said.
Oh, my gosh.
Never put that together. Not even close would I think to do that.
So now what? What happened then?
Well, let's see. I spent many weeks dealing with them, trying to get the check sent. When I finally worked my way up supervisor after supervisor, I got to someone who finally told me that my check would be in the mail soon.
Okay.
At that point, I wanted to complain. I was livid. I wanted some action against what had been done. I knew
they
lied to me. Right. So the supervisor had tried as hard as possible to talk me out of it. And her argument was, look, you're getting your money. What else do you want?
Right.
Yeah.
What could you possibly want?
I mean, there's nothing else they can do for you.
So right. 3 months of your life have littered away dealing with the mm-hmm. Department of Treasury and the IRS. Big deal.
So I finally told this.
It's a government bureaucracy. It's supposed to be a pain in the butt to deal with.
Right.
But how do you think we keep a hold of people's money?
So I finally told this woman, I promise you I will check up and make sure that you are taking my complaints. And she said, no, you know, you have no way of doing that. And I said, look, if I have to, I will file the Freedom of Information Act request. And there was a long pause on the phone. And I said, do you know what the Freedom of Information Act is?
Right.
And she goes, yes, sir, I do know what it is.
Well, you didn't expect her to say anything else, did you?
Well,
she hadn't the foggiest clue what it was.
Well, I was really surprised by the pause. But when I finally mentioned that, she extremely reluctantly took my complaints.
And what good did it do you?
Nothing, I don't think.
Did it make you feel better?
I'm sorry?
Did it make you feel better?
No, not that one sure didn't. But she refused to give me the contact information for her supervisor. She flat out refused to do it.
Figures.
And it turns out this guy is the director of the Financial Management Service.
Unbelievable. You know, this is what you get for being a good tax-paying citizen.
Yes.
And this is what you get for being a good law-abiding person just trying to do the right thing. Just trying to pay your taxes like they say you're supposed to. You get a runaround. You get form after form after form. Hassle, lying employees, people giving you misinformation, wrong information. The form's got the wrong information. They find out that the IRS answers with the wrong information 40% of the time on even the most basic tax questions.
And people want the government to solve their problems.
Yeah, it's amazing. Still, great call, man. Thanks for the story. And, man, I say just don't bother paying them anymore. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet and a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any one of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the show. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
It doesn't matter if it's political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It goes 800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there, with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photo. We put them up on our website because we're really proud of our lady listeners. We want to show you off, and that is the point of the shrine. And ladies, you do have to send in a validated photo, which means you need to be holding up some sort of signage that references the fact that you listen to Free Talk Live. Usually it's a handmade sign that says Free Talk Live or something about, like, I love Manwich or something like that. That way we know that you are who you claim to be. And we put you on our Shrine of Female Listeners at Free Talk Live. .com. All right, so I want to go back to Vegas. Jason,
yeah, me too.
You just returned to the Suncoast area here of Florida, and you just came back from a several-day-long vacation.
Yeah, just came back last night.
Las Vegas. It was your first time there as an adult.
Yep.
And so you got to do some gambling, and what else did you do? What are some of the highlights of the trip for you? Because I think it's an exciting city, and not everybody has been there, including me, so I'm kind of living vicariously through
you. Well, you haven't been anywhere.
Well, I've been
too cheap to travel.
I've been some places, just not
as an adult.
Right, because your parents took you.
Yeah. Well, I went to Vegas wanting to play poker, and I did, and I made a lot of money. Well, I made a decent amount of money for someone who hasn't played poker before much. And
you walked away with a profit, basically.
I did.
Okay.
And the other thing I went there that I was really hoping to do was to see two
Bookers at Bunny Ranch?
No.
Oh.
Was to see two of my favorite guys in the world, Penn and Teller.
Oh, really?
And I went to see Penn and Teller, and their show was great. They incinerated an American flag on stage.
Oh, my.
It was, and they the way they presented it, it didn't make the audience angry, which was astounding in and of itself.
Huh.
But then after the show, I go out into the main walkway outside, and they're just standing there, hanging out.
Penn and Teller.
Penn and Teller.
Awesome.
So I got to meet Penn and Teller.
Did you plug the show?
No, I didn't have a chance. They were swamped.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I'm
a sucker. But,
oh, well.
Well, Teller turned out to be a lot taller than I thought he was.
Really?
He's about 5'10".
Well, standing next to Penn, I guess anybody's going to look like they're short, right?
And Penn is truly,
he is truly
a monster.
Wow.
And as I'm going to show you fellas right now, where most people had their ticket stub signed, I had my constitution signed by them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let me see it?
That's
right,
cool.
Right there, buddy.
Well,
what did they think about that?
Oh, they thought it was great. I walked up to Penn and said, hey, I got a bit of an odd request. You think you could sign this for me? And he looks at it and says, oh, hell yes.
And this is, by the way, this is Jason's ratty, tattered constitution. You keep it in your pocket at all times.
Oh, yeah.
And so the covers have long since been torn away.
It's got character. Plenty
of
character.
You're starting to, the binding is almost disintegrated.
Oh, the binding's gone. I mean, the only thing holding these pages together is the fact that it's been in my ass pocket for so very long.
Just been smashed together.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, that's cool, man. You're going to have to, because on your MySpace account, you've got a picture of the Constitution. You'll have to replace it with the new autographed version.
I most certainly will.
All right, so Jason's stories from Vegas. If you've got one, maybe you've been to Las Vegas and you've got one of those stories, something, you know, one of those things that they say you're supposed to keep in Vegas, well, share it with us. 800-259-5791, toll free, 1-800-259-5791. It's too bad, man. It's too bad that they were so swamped because it would have been great to, you know, just get 2 minutes with them. And,
I really would have liked to.
You know,
but
ask them if they're coming to the Free State, ask them if they can come on the show, that sort of thing. Penn's getting his own radio show. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Infinity, one of the major broadcast companies out there, I think they're second in size to Clear Channel, has...
Cox, but go ahead.
Really?
I thought it was.
I thought Infinity was number two. Well, anyway, they've flipped over a bunch of their FM rock stations to FM talk, and apparently Penn's going to be getting an hour a day.
Wow.
On five or six different major signals in major markets, so... I don't know what he's going to do with it. You know, I'm not sure if he's going to talk libertarianism or pro-freedom stuff, but
you know,
it'll be interesting.
The daily talk show grind is a lot for celebrities. You know, a lot of them think, oh, this would be great.
Right.
They're just not used to that kind of work. And it's a daily thing, and I don't know if he's going to have staff to do research and that kind of stuff, but you know, there's almost as much time on air as off air spent as on air.
Well, indeed. I will say, those guys work very hard. Doing what they do. I mean, doing their show in Vegas, their show on Showtime. Penn's always making appearances on several different television shows. He wrote a book recently called How to Cheat Your Friends at Poker.
I guess that only solidifies my point, by the way.
Right.
I mean, he's so busy.
He is.
And he probably doesn't have any idea how difficult this is. Oh, I'm just going to pop in the studio, you know, talk for an hour, and then I'm out of there.
I don't know. I don't think I would put Penn as one to walk into a situation he's not ready for.
Okay.
We'll see.
We'll see how long it lasts.
Well, let's go to some emails here, man, because we've had a pretty hot topic on the show over the past few days, and Monday Monday's when it exploded, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, for some reason we just didn't get to it last night. We didn't really get into it last night, and there's been a number of emails that have come in about it. The topic is parental notification of abortions, right?
Right.
Where in many states, I presume, at least, there's some sort of law on the books, and I know there are a lot of people pushing for this law, if there are states that don't have it, that will require a doctor, or whoever it is that's performing the abortion on an underage girl, somebody under the age of 18, whoever it is performing that abortion must consult with the parents first, must alert the parents to notify them that this is going on.
In some cases, it's notification. Some cases, it's consent. I support consent, personally.
Do you think that the parents should be notified and then given the choice of whether or not their daughter can or cannot have an abortion.
Right. I think that there should be, you know, in situations where the parents can't be gotten, you know, for whatever reason, they run away. I would hope that there would be some kind of contingency for that. But I think in the vast majority of cases, yeah, there should be parental consent.
All right, so we got a bunch of emails. I know you've got, I think probably most of them are on your side. So let's start with one of yours, Manwich. FTL@freetalklive.com is the general email address. But if you want to email one of us specifically, you can do that as well.
From White Rabbit, you've been getting reamed the last couple of nights on for your stance on children and the authority of parents. Apparently, a lot of people are under the impression that it's some kind of horrible moral wrong for parents to exercise authority over their children. Let me try to make it simple. The absolute authority of parents over their children is a natural thing. Any limitations to this authority, which naturally would have come from the government, are just as bad and will have similarly bad results as those under as any other law that abridges the natural right of people to do things like defend themselves, associate freely, and run their own businesses. A clear distinction needs to be made regarding children and adults. This is the whole age of consent conundrum, and I don't have an answer for it, but we don't get any closer to one by calling each other fascists. I don't know if you have seen my post on the BBS titled Children Are Property. It provoked quite a bit of controversy, but I'm sticking to it. The only missing piece is a way for parents to officially release the child or the child to declare independence. What do you think? I don't know as though I consider children to actually be property, but they're not far removed from property according to our laws and general practices. I mean, there was a
well,
time
they
when
can't be property if they can declare their independence.
Clearly, they couldn't.
He was being incendiary, I think, when he posted that on the BBS. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you put a title of a post as "Children or Property," people are going to read it, right? I don't think he actually really believes that, but yes, as a child, you're certainly under your parents' domain. You're under their control, and you should follow their rules. But the question is, and this is, again, something that we've debated several times on this show, and Jason, now that you're here, I'd love to get your thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what's it going to take? What does it take for a child to declare its independence? At what point should a child no longer be a child? Is it something they can do in their mind? Does the law have to be involved? Do we have to have this one age to where we just across the board declare all children adults? What's your answer to it? We'll find out coming up. 800-259-5791 if you want to chime in here. 1-800-259-5791. Take control of the show. It is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Gargoyles, dragons, and Bigfoot all send shivers up your spine. But Hemi's a monster that really strikes horror in the hearts of men. Now don't be afraid, because when I return, I'll leash the Hemi beast.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
The monster Hemi, whose mere sound makes mortals whimper, first purred in 1948 as a six-cylinder engine developed by Harry Westlake for Jaguar. In 1964, Hemis rose to kings of the jungle at the Daytona 500, taking first, second, and third places. And today, these automotive Hellcats top 400 horsepower. But what does Hemi mean? HEMI is short for hemispherical, which represents the half-sphere architecture of the engine's combustion chamber. Unlike the typical wedge-shaped design, HEMI's rounded dome allows for increased airflow, which means colossal horsepower. Perfect! I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, take control, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Archives are there. The last 6 days, fully archived and described. In fact, we'll even give you 8 months of them for free. All you have to do is just go to freetalklive.com. There's no filling out forms. There's no registration. There's no credit card required. They're on the house. freetalklive.com.
It's not like dealing with the Department of Treasury. You don't have to wait 3 months and go back and forth with phone calls.
Yeah, we actually want to make you happy. So there you go. All right, so we're talking about emails here. We've got a number of them that have come in over a contentious issue. And the issue is whether or not parents should be notified when their children or when their daughter is possibly looking to acquire an abortion for herself. And, Manwich, you don't think that, you think that not only should parents be notified, but they should be able to be the ones that make the final decision.
I really do.
Okay. Well, I've got an email here that came in from Rich in Utah. He says, in a free market, there's a simple solution to whether or not a doctor should inform the parents when their children are going to have a medical procedure. Here it is. Who's paying the doctor? The doctor is responsible to his client, and his client is whoever is paying him. If the parent is paying the doctor bills, or if the parent is paying the insurance premium, then the parent is the client, and the parent should be informed. And that makes a lot of sense to me.
Oh, yeah.
If the child is paying the doctor or the child is paying the insurance premium, then the child is the client and the parents have nothing at all to do with the transaction. How do you feel about that?
Well, sounds great until it's your kid that scrambled together a couple $100 to get an abortion. Mm-hmm. And then I don't like it so much.
Actually, I'd asked a question before we went away to break, didn't I?
What was that?
About Jason and...
Oh, yes. Well... As much as I want to take your side, Ian,
yeah,
I have to side with Manwich because...
Oh, my God.
When it comes down
let's
to...
Let's gang up on him and, like, call him names and stuff. It'll be fun. Yeah, they did it to me the other night. It'll be great.
I'll poke him, too. Because when you're talking about this, you have to put yourself in the place of the parent. And really, children are... it's tough to say, but children are more tantamount to pets than they are people,
okay.
So long as they are being fed and clothed and provided shelter for by their parents.
Right.
Therefore, the parent ought to have say as far as what happens with their child.
Well, like, I agree that a parent should have say, but I also agree with the pet analogy, but like a good pet, you should have trained your children in the way that you want them to behave.
Sure.
And if you've educated your kids as far as... You know, been honest with them about sex, taught them how to have it safely, and just given them a good education as to what they need to understand about the whole process and all of the ramifications and the possible complications. I don't think that if you have a good relationship with your child, I don't think they're going to be afraid to come to you with it. I think what we have here is a difference between parents, like, man, what you're imagining yourself as a parent, you're not. You're imagining yourself as how you would feel if your daughter went behind your back and did something without your permission, and that would feel terrible. It'd feel like she was subverting your authority, and I certainly understand that feeling. However, I must say that if you had raised her in the right way, if you taught her the right things, for what reason would she have to go behind your back?
I mean, I hear your point on that.
She wasn't scared to death of what you were going to do to her. over the fact that she got an, or over the fact she was considering getting an abortion, I don't think she'd have any reason not to tell
you.
It's
good that she's a swami and she can predict the future and know exactly what I'm going to do. But
there's plenty of kids that know what their parents are going to do.
Well, the thing is just like the pet analogy goes, some people have dogs or cats that no matter how well, and never mind, you don't train cats.
Yeah.
No matter how well you train your dog, you open the front door and the thing's like a little bullet. Off it goes. It runs down the street. And I realize that the Studio Beast is an excellent, you know, behaviorally, she is a great dog. I don't know how
she's capable of running down the street, too.
And the thing is at that point, the dog is free. It gets to do whatever it wants to. And it may do some things that you don't want it to do. And the last thing you want is somebody else getting out there and, you know, taking advantage of the situation. Do I think that a doctor that's doing some work and benefiting financially from my child is taking advantage? Yes, I do.
Oh, I would want to. If I was the parent, I would be furious with the doctor.
And the thing is you would probably agree with some kind of court system with a jury of the peers, and a jury of my peers is not going to rule against me in the case of a doctor giving an abortion to my child without my consent,
okay. And
I sue him for God knows what. They're going to side with me, just like the majority of our listeners sided with me on this one, too. It may not be the most principled libertarian stance. I don't see exactly why it would be more or less principled. But
what it comes down to is, you know, what rights the parents have over their children. And now I remember the exact question I'd asked, and that was emancipation. That was, you know, what do you think it should take, Jason, for a child to become independent, become an adult?
You know, I really hate paperwork and red tape and bureaucracy and all that crap, which, of course, would be associated with a child becoming emancipated from its parents. This is really tough. Let's go back to the pet thing. If the pet doesn't like hanging around at the house, it just runs away.
Okay.
If a child leaves. If a child is truly adult enough or thinks it's adult enough to leave home, then the child can just leave home.
Right. And if it comes back, it's once again under the wings of the parents.
Indeed.
I agree with that.
I think that might be a libertarian stance. Like that might be as libertarian as you can get about it, that there would be no, no,
that the parents couldn't go and toss a lasso out and take their kid back.
I think it might be. I'm not sure I agree with it. Sure don't like the sound of it.
No.
But I think it might be.
Of course you shouldn't like the sound of it. Nobody likes the idea, man, which of their kids doing things they don't want them to.
Most people can't get rid of the damn things. They won't leave. They're 34. They won't get out of the house.
All right. You said you want a name-calling, Manwich? Johnson's on the line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Boy.
And Jason and Manwich. Hello.
No name-calling. I just have a point to make that I think will show Manwich the immorality of his position. And that is when you flip the situation to the reverse.
Okay.
Now, would you support, you said you supported that the right of the parents to make the decision. So you're also supporting the right of a parent who supports abortion to make that decision. So if the daughter wants to keep the child, the parent has the right to say, no, you're not having a child. It's getting aborted.
That's true.
Wow.
Oh, gee, suddenly somebody wakes up to the fact that their position is anti-freedom. You support force.
Well said, Johnson, and very succinct. Thank you, sir. 800-259-5791.
You know, I got to say that I wish he hadn't left, but I got to say that I think that the parent, oh, my God, it's awful. I think that the parent should be able to make that decision.
I have to agree with you. It's
really?
This is really tough.
That's shocking.
But my issue isn't on this, is not abortion and hating abortion. And I do. My issue is parental authority.
Yeah. Right.
And the authority over the child.
Well, I think that you can have parental authority over typical everyday matters as far as taking out the trash, the agreements that you have with your kids as far as what they need to do to live under your roof. But when it comes down to the body, when it comes down to the person's self, I still think those kids own themselves.
You don't think you can send a kid to work and then collect their paycheck?
Absolutely not. I think you could have an agreement with them where they give you part of the paycheck, but that would make them your slave, man. Which, more coming back, 800-259-5791. In fact, we have an email from Lois, whose parents pretty much did force her to have an abortion. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
E equals MC squared is wrong. What are you talking about?
Einstein's equations have errors. It's in this book I've been reading, The Collapse of Special Relativity.
That can't be right. Where did you hear about that?
In Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, a book at relativitycollapse.net and relativitycollapse.com. I liked what they had to say, so I bought it at amazon.com.
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be complicated to read.
That's where you're wrong. It's written with a minimal amount of math, just enough to get the point across, and also has many detailed drawings.
Are you sure? I mean, E equals MC squared. That's got to be wrong.
It is.
That's not what I meant. Where'd you find that book?
Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity at relativitycollapse.com, relativitycollapse.net, or amazon.com.
I still can't believe that Einstein is wrong.
It's the 21st century. Get up to speed. Just buy The Collapse of Special Relativity at relativitycollapse.com or relativitycollapse.net or amazon.com today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
Dan, Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates for you. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list. That is updates.freetalklive.com. We'll sign you up there, and it is totally free. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, 888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. There's a lot of controversy about this whole parental notification issue, and we're still in the midst of it here. I got an email from Lois. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. She says, I don't agree with Manwich on the abortion notification issue. In fact, as men, I don't think any of you can give a fully qualified answer to this problem. My parents threatened to kick me out unless I did get an abortion. Mm. So she was having some serious persuasion used on her by her parents to actually force her into having an abortion when she might have wanted to have the kid. And I think that that's just not right. And you know what? Interestingly, Jason, if you agree that the child should be able to emancipate itself just by leaving, well, then that logically would mean that I could, let's pretending I was a teenage girl, I could emancipate myself and leave, go and get the abortion, and then try to come back. Right? Well, I could try to come
well,
back.
Sure.
And my parents wouldn't have to accept me. I mean, I think if a child were to emancipate itself and then come crawling back to its parents because they can't pay the rent, either that child's going to have to really make good and make some serious promises of, as far as its behavior is concerned, or the parents should not be obligated to take a child back once it has emancipated itself.
I don't think that they would be even under today's law.
Right.
But it would seem to me that in this case, like, this doesn't protect, your stance doesn't protect against this. Because a parent could say to the child, you're going to have to get an abortion or you're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you understand where I'm coming from? So it doesn't really, the freedom issue doesn't really help much there.
Yeah, I understand that. That's what happened to Lois.
Yeah.
But she was free to leave if she'd wanted to. I mean, she could have gone somewhere else.
Right.
But she chose not to.
There's no difference in the world in either one of these situations, like the pro-freedom situation versus the current situation. Either one, Lois has to get out or get an abortion.
Okay.
It's an unfortunate set of circumstances.
Of course.
I hate the sound of it. You know that I don't like abortions at all.
Right.
But, gosh, what would we do about that?
Nothing. What would we do about what? The fact that her parents were going to kick her out?
Yeah, in a circumstance like that. It doesn't.
Nothing. It's their house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're free to set whatever rules they want to.
Precisely.
It's their domain.
Precisely.
All right, so let's go to a different email, man.
Okay.
You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com.
This is from Luke in North Carolina. After hearing the discussion about abortion and parental notification, I must say that I agree with Manwich. I'll try not to make this a regular occurrence. The issue here, as always, is property rights. As Manwich pointed out, the child is agreeing to the rules set down by the parents by continuing to live under their freaking roof.
Mm-hmm.
He quotes my...
yes, you like to use that. Okay, go ahead.
Ian and Johnson contend that children who have sex are adults. Let us assume that this is the case, because adults are capable of living on their own. This would mean that the child does not have to return to the parents' household after having the abortion. The decision to do so would be entirely voluntary. Thus, Ian's hysteria over the prospect of the child being hit over the head with a chair is irrelevant. In fact, by insisting on living in the house owned by the parents while disobeying the rules set forth by them, she is in fact initiating force against the parents. People have rights, but not on someone else's property other than the right to leave.
Okay. I agree with that so far.
I had thought you'd been over this before on your show. Now, it could be argued that the child may not have the option to live away from home under current legal system, but you were arguing over the way things should be, not the way they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's his contention.
Indeed.
Yeah.
FTL@freetalklive.com, 1-800-259-5791. I wasn't quite clear on what I thought the other night. I don't think that just because you have sex, you're an adult. I think that's an adult thing to do as a child. I think that's something that shows that you think as a child that you're ready to become an adult. But I got to agree that until you've left the coop, so to speak, you are not.
I would
not
say that that's the action that indicates an adult, and
that means that I think that 24-year-olds that haven't left their parents' house aren't adults either.
Your statement harkened back to the juveniles being convicted of adult crimes. I don't think juveniles can be convicted of adult crimes because juveniles can't be adults.
Mm-hmm.
They're juveniles or they're adults.
I see.
One or the other. I don't think that because they jaywalked, they're a juvenile, but because they murdered, they're an adult.
Right.
You know, they're still 16. It doesn't make a difference.
I agree with that.
If I'm an adult and I jaywalk, am I suddenly now a juvenile? No. So it doesn't work in the reverse. And I don't think that someone can, like a child doing an adult act, even if they dress up and pretend to be a teacher, they're not a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
They're just somebody dressing up or pretending. So I don't think that matters, and I think we have some common ground, unlike we did two evenings ago, which is that the pro-freedom standpoint on this would be that the child would have the ability to leave the home. And
so do we all agree on that? Do we all agree that the child should be able to leave if they want to?
I don't like it very much.
Of course you don't.
But
because it makes you feel like you're not in total control of your child, when in fact you're not.
Well, you're never going to be. And once they turn 18, they can do whatever the heck they want. If they waited a year and a half and then they can move out, I think that it's a bad move.
I think that they should be able to have that option in their repertoire.
Oh, yeah, they have at least that option in their repertoire.
Right, to leave, because the reason why a kid's going to want to leave is because things aren't that great at home.
And they're going to leave anyway, too.
Or at least if they're perceiving that they're not that great. So why force these people who can't get along with one another to stay together? Let the kid go. If you love them enough, let them go. Maybe they'll come back to you with their tail between their legs, and then they can make good. 800-259-5791. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern, so there's plenty of time for your calls. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, you take control. 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online where we have live streams. We had some trouble with the streams earlier tonight, but normally 99% of the time they are up and available and free. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them there for free at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Nicholas in Ohio. Nicholas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
Hey,
I'm good. I'm actually a Free State Project member. I figure I'll put out that for anyone.
Excellent.
Most excellent.
I want to talk about the abortion thing. A child is not a piece of property. I agree, but neither is an unborn child, or neither is an unborn child either. And this is backed up by medical science. They have had children as little as in the 20-some week period being born. I mean, they're 4 or 5 months old and have survived.
Mm-hmm.
To abort a child over that age, in my opinion, is murder.
Well, you know, that's an interesting opinion. And so what would you do to the person that did that?
Well, they'd be prosecuted like any other murder.
So you put them in jail then?
Yes. Yeah, they would.
Well, I don't want to keep them in jail.
Because a lot of people look at this as a civil rights issue, and that's been the bulk of the discussion. As I've
Nicholas, do you think that as a libertarian, do you think that I should have to pay to incarcerate that person that you want to incarcerate? Because I don't particularly want to incarcerate.
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, because it costs about $50,000 a year to keep somebody in jail, and personally, I'm not interested in that. So, if you want to force me
I support restitution, but the problem with that is there'd be no one to restitute.
Indeed. Them. Well, and I think it's a tragedy, Nicholas, and I think the only answer for, as far as if you want to be pro-liberty on the abortion issue, the only answer is to just simply ostracize those that perform it, and maybe that will encourage them to not perform it. I don't think that you should be using the guns of government to get involved in this one, because you're going to have people disagreeing with you forever on this issue. You're never going to convince people, no matter how much medical evidence you can pull out and cite, you're never going to be able to convince people that they shouldn't be able to control their bodies. And I'm sorry, I still see it as a control issue, because that thing that's inside you is a parasite until it is birthed. At that point, it becomes an individual.
It is not a parasite.
Well, by definition, it's pretty close to a parasite. Do you agree with that?
It was in the act of sexual intercourse, the only difference being rape.
Well, if you got a parasite by eating it, I mean, you got the parasite by eating it. It doesn't really matter how you got the parasite. I mean, all I'm saying, I understand that the word parasite, it has ugly connotations.
He's saying you consented to the parasite.
I see what you're saying. You're saying it's like a cancer, that it can potentially kill the mother, or that it can, it is certainly unwelcome in many cases, an accidental pregnancy. However, your position is inconsistent with the theory of property. For example, hello?
Mm-hmm.
We're here.
We haven't hung up on you yet.
You got about 20 seconds.
If you invite someone into your home, you can't then go and order them out, and if they don't get out in 20 seconds, you'll kill them.
What if they take 3 days to get out?
But nonetheless, I can order them out, and I can eject them by force if they're taking their sweet time to leave. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-5791, and, you know, if there's somebody inside you, then that's certainly an invasive something that's going on that should be corrected, if that's something you need to be corrected. Human leech. More on the way. Hour 2 coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. So take control.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking for